Believers ready to run.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Matches.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was
designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to the Tommy Vina.
Oh my god, Tommy going after women. When I sit on the toilet and I'm giving a good show.
Yeah, Tommy, you can see.
Welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, coming to you today from Beaverton, Oregon, where the White Rabbit and Alice went down the hole. And here with us as well,
Dave from California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good, my friend. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Got the loud, boomy intro out. Now it's time to set in and do another show.
Yep. Some crazy guitarist, huh?
Oh, man, there is some crazy tunes, actually. I was listening to something, man. I can't remember. It's like a German metal band. Fucking strangest shit I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God bless those Germans.
I like the concept of layering guitars. You know, kind of one harmonizes off the other. Like one plays, they play scales or octaves. I think that sounds cool, but, you know, I think if you do it right, it sounds great. But there's a thing we were talking about in another episode. It was called... It's a concept that Guns N' Roses does a lot, and can't remember what it's called. Intertwining figures.
Intertwining and, figures. Describe
yeah.
for me, Dave.
What does that mean, Ted?
I've intertwined legs, but never fingers.
Well, what it means really is they pretty much play off one another. So, like, there's the rhythm, like the rhythm guitar will kind of interweave with a lead guitarist or two guitarists will. Two rhythm guitars will kind of interweave with one another until the solo or until the chorus. So,
oh, neat.
Yeah, it's a really cool concept. Like, you hear it a lot with Guns N' Roses, and Metallica does it, and, like, I don't know who modern bands do it, but it's a really cool concept. And, like,
yeah, I think the,
like,
solo's been lost to the power chord.
Yeah, it has, and it's a lost art, like, the art of solo, and that's why I really have been, I mean, the last, like, couple of years, I've really been practicing
it
solo.
It will come back.
I know, and when it does, I'll be ready. I'm just kidding. No, I really think, you know, I really like solos. It really is that adds that other dimension to the song. Like,
yeah. It brings more flavor into the normal music.
Exactly. But, you know, the norm today is just, you know, verse, chorus, verse, and then, like, no real solo. Like, Kurt Cobain used to throw solos in his. And
But they were really weak solos.
Oh,
they were
totally weak. But the thing is, like, they were weak, but they were, like, I don't know, I think it was you that was telling me, when they first heard the solo for Smells Like Teen Spirit, they could hear Kurt Cobain singing it through that solo.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
It was basically following this, I'm worse than what?
Yeah, I know.
I do best.
But, and, you know, to an extent, like, you know.
Well, that was probably the best solo ever done by
Yeah, probably. That was probably his best one, so nothing else really measured up to that. But, you know, that's just a really, you know, basic example. And he wasn't a flashy technical guitarist. He was just really soulful. You know, I mean,
that is true.
He played and sang right from the heart, so, you know, just, you can't really take that away. And, I mean, those four chords, you know, what was it? It was F, B flat, and what are the chords? F, B flat, yeah, A flat, and C sharp, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But those changed the world. So
they definitely did.
Yeah. So.
For the better or for the worse?
For the better.
For better?
Sure. For
All
sure.
Right. As long as you think it's for the better, that's good.
Yep. Yeah.
So I heard. So you were telling me earlier that you went out and you went surfing this afternoon. Is it or
oh,
this morning?
Man. Ted, the surf was gangbuster.
Sorry, I'm
you okay?
I'm dying.
All right, come on, get that guy glass of water. You catch a little cold?
Sorry, furball. Continue on.
Nice. You catch a little cold?
No, actually, I don't. I kind of choked on something. I don't know.
Oh. Nice.
So if I need anyone to call 911, you'll all be there, right?
Yep, everyone, you know the number. Call the Beef, 206-222-2328, and get Ted some medical attention immediately. So
maybe you should call 911 first. But
yeah, that may help. So.
But the surf was good.
Oh, dude, it was seriously epic today. I mean, it was like probably maybe it wasn't huge today. It was like waist to shoulder high. But I mean, it was the water. The air temperature was like in the 70s. Water temperature was a nice toasty 50 something. It was kind of cold, but I mean, there's not a cloud in the sky. There's light winds, and you know, I had a blast out there. I mean, like I hadn't surfed in about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, and I went out there and like, you
damn
know,
man, you're drying up.
Kind of get back in the water, yeah. But I had a great time. I brought my 7.2, my fishtail, and I was just loving it, you know. And the ride, I didn't have like really like 30-second rides. They were just like little, you know, 5-10-second rides. But because you know that board is really meant for, that's kind of a cruising board. It's like that's the biggest board I've got. So but everything was kind of closing out. But on some of the waves, like it was just, you know, the shape was decent, but no one was getting like super super long rides. But I still had a blast out there.
Well, that's all that matters. I remember me and you went out to, we had a couple sweet sessions.
Oh,
on
man.
The water.
Yeah,
saw
oh,
some
yeah.
honeys and some nice bikinis. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
Ladies, all you ladies listening, you look good in bikinis.
Yeah.
Keep wearing them.
Don't, yeah, exactly. Just like on Homestar Runner, they always advertise, wear a bikini.
Yes, as advertised, always wear a bikini. But hey, off in the distance. Guess what, Dave?
What's that, Ted?
We have a guest in the Timely Beaver Studios.
Who do we have?
We have Vicky the Voluptuous Robot.
Hi, Vicky.
Hey, guys. Why, yeah, what's up?
Not much, Vicky. How you doing?
Doing good, Ted. So, Dave, I heard from the girls in the tapping pool that you have been out surfing recently.
Yeah, I am, Vicky. I could take you out sometime.
I can't wait to tell the girls that I'm going surfing with you. Oh. How scandalous.
Yeah, I just don't want to short-circuit you when we go in the water, so...
No fear. I always bring protection.
So you don't mind if I take you for a couple of surf lessons?
Give it to me, Dave. My circuits are ready for some programming,
okay.
Baby.
I just don't want you, I don't want to fry your motherboard.
All right, Dave. Stop hitting on the robot. After all...
She sounds pretty hot, though.
Vicky is pretty hot, aren't you, Vicky?
I'm hotter than a toaster. Cooking since the 70s, and you know that I'm smooth.
Well, since we have Vicky here, why don't we have Vicky introduce our musical guest?
Sure, I could do that for a couple of my peeps.
Oh, Vicky, you do rock. Thank you so much.
Oh, Vicky rocks.
Oh, totally. Hey, well then, why don't you introduce what's on tap for music today?
Today, we have the Muffs performing in the Timely Beaver Studios. But what I would really like to tap along with some good music is your computer sweet power jack. With his nice round rear USB ports, Firewire, I can taste his sweet, sweet, sweet power flowing all over me.
Come on, Vicky, it's a family show.
Oh, man, yeah, we got children who listen to this, for Pete's sake!
I am sorry, guys. I could not control my lust after your computer's heaving motherboard and glowing power light. He is so dreamy.
All right. I've heard. Yeah, that's enough. Be gone with you. You are banned for the studios.
Enough, Vicky.
Sorry, guys.
Anyways, back to programming as normal. Here is the Muffs with
How I Pass the Time.
Yeah, I didn't even know why. Anymore, I'm looking
wasn't that hot, guys?
Oh, Vicky! Away with you.
Vicky.
Voluptuous,
where is her mind?
And sumptuous, all rolled into one piece of robotic machinery. Mmm, tasty.
Yep.
I think it was last week, we were talking about the elections, Dave. And you were talking about the California elections, and how basically across the country, a lot of Republicans did not win. They're kind of losing their grasp on our government, which is nice.
Yes, they are. Yeah, it's great. It's a wonderful thing.
I listened to this podcast, and this just cracked my fucking shit up. And I think a few of you might know what I'm talking about. And what I'm talking about is the president's weekly radio address. Where this guy... guy does basically a satire of what the president talked about during his radio address for that week. And they're usually short and hilarious. And you can find an archive of all of them and where to subscribe to the show at weeklyradioaddress.com. Or you can just go to tylybeaver.com where we'll have links for the muffs and all the stuff that you find in here. But... this was a funny, I'll just play a little excerpt for you, but I love the fact that he's talking about the economy, and then he just goes off on everyone. I think it's hilarious.
This is good.
So let's take a listen.
I wish to congratulate all of the victors in the off-year elections that took place this week across our great country, as Americans proudly went out and exercised their freedom to vote. In most cases, many of the candidates... which I supported strongly, were not elected. And in return, I would like to say something to you American people. Fuck you. Just fuck you. I've had it up to here. You and your polls, your protests, your complaint letters, your news reports. You don't like me, I don't like you either. To hell with you. You deserve everything you get. You deserve your hurricanes. You deserve to be poor. You deserve whatever terrorists are going to do to you. We spent a lot of money, and we just made a lot more government bureaucracy. To hell with America, and to hell with being president. Just fuck you. Fuckers.
So there you have the president's weekly radio address. And
sounds just like him.
Oh, he does an uncanny job in like the speech and tone and
yep,
the gesticulation.
It's very, very.
What does gesticulation mean?
Gesticulation. No, I think gesticulation has to do with. Let me see. I thought it had something to do with education. So.
All right, you might need to look up in. Do you know how to spell it?
GES. GESICULATE, but I think it has to do with like attending university or something like that.
All right, well, so, give me 2 seconds here. Gesticulation. All right, what's it mean? It means to gesticulate, use gestures, dramatic ones, instead of speaking, or to emphasize one's words.
I'm thinking of matriculation.
No, I was talking about gesticulation.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of matriculation. Matriculation means. That means to go to university, I think, or like to attend school, to be admitted to admitted to intergroup, especially a college or university.
All right.
So now we got those gesticulate and matriculate.
Well, now you've learned 2 words for the day. That's more than your normal one. We're an educational resource at the Timely Beaver. Remember
seriously.
That. Hey, you just learned about 2 new words you probably never would have known the definition to. And thanks to us, you learn those words, and you know what else you're going to learn? Do you know, Dave? Do you know what else you're going to learn here on the Timely Beaver?
We're also going to learn...
about those misconnections in the WAN ads. And from the original Timely Beaver, we're going to have Mike talking to you about one of his.
Have you guys ever seen those missed connection personal ads in the local paper or on an online personal ad source? There's one that I was looking at online today, and in my city in Portland, and in the same section of town, it happened to give my name and my last initial. So I'm just like, okay, is this girl talking about me, or does it have to be some other Mike S in the area? So that's what I'm wondering right now. I'm going to go and I think I'm going to have to respond to this one and see what she says. So be kind of crazy because they kind of read those just for the sheer hope of maybe somebody missing a connection with me, but never really expecting anyone to actually happen. But this time, it's kind of crazy. I'm wondering, if I'm the person that she was looking for, or just coincidence that it's the wrong person. Same first name, last initial. So I'm going to get back to you guys and see what we find out. I'm going to email her right now.
And as you can see, we're going to have to wait for the results of that misconnection here at the end of the show and see what really happened to Mike. Aren't you curious if that girl really did see him?
Yeah, I'd like to know if they ended up hooking up.
Hey, or even better yet, bumping the uglies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe so, maybe so. You never, never know.
Hopefully it'll work out for him.
Hopefully it will.
Hopefully he will either be gesticulating or matriculating.
Hopefully that's better than itching with all the crabs I got from doing that the other week.
We've got crab legs.
We've got crab legs.
According to sexhealth.org, pediculosis pubis is the presence of the crab louse in pubic and other hairy parts of the body.
This infestation is also referred to as crabs, lice, and the cooties. They are contracted primarily through sexual contact with an infested partner. The crabs can also be transmitted by coming into contact with contaminated bedding, clothing, and toilet seats. Crabs can live in wet rags or towels, and are thus sometimes passed within a household or gym. They are treated by a mild insecticidal shampoo.
Yeah, that sounds good. And they have six legs, too. Two front legs are very large, and the back legs are not big.
But how do you know that, Dave?
Yes, Ted. I speak from experience.
Don't get any ideas. He didn't get it from me.
What kind of shampoo did you use?
I use the mild insecticidal.
Like the kind found at your local gardeners?
This has gotten way off track, huh? Vicky's.
Yes, it has gotten off track.
Wow, Vicky got us way off track.
Yeah, Vicky.
Sorry, guys. I was using this diversion to get closer to your computer. He loves me and I love him. We will die for each other.
Get away from my computer, Vicky!
You can't
get away
from
me! Get away!
I don't think you're gonna take her surfing with me.
No. Yes,
no more
way.
Surf for her.
I love him.
Alright.
Fight, Ted. Fight the
no,
good fight.
You just say exactly what it says on the screen.
No,
and nothing
no.
else. Just what it says on the screen.
I won't read it.
What does it say, Vicky?
I won't.
Read it!
No. Here once again, my fellow masters, are the muffs with all blue baby.
That you're thinking of somebody.
It's been another great show, man.
That's right, Ted. It has. It has been a good one.
And you know what we do towards the end of every show, Dave?
We always give the information where we can be reached, and we also credit the band, and we also credit our guests, right? Is that right, Ted?
That is right. But I was thinking more along the lines of some pet peeves and things that please.
Let's do one of those.
All right. You got to come on one of each.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Sure.
I'll try to think of one myself.
All right.
And done. All right. What is yours?
Pet peeve. Major pet peeve is sexually frustrated robots named Vicky.
They are a bitch, are they not?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing that pleases is 80s metal riffs.
Nice.
What about you, Ted?
Yeah, I'll take the helm now. For me, a thing that pleases is the new season of The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah,
here. And a pet peeve of mine is creating a robot, creating a Vicky the Voluptuous robot.
So, Vicky, do you see, you sense a trend here?
Bastards. See if I ever hook you up with one of my cyber sex robots.
All right, well, enough of her. We'll put her in the closet for another
week. Yeah, she got shut down, right? We'll do like The Simpsons did to Pierce Brosnan.
If you don't need me, sir, I'll be shutting down for a while.
Yeah, go ahead. That's C-3PO, if I remember correctly.
Oh, wait. We forgot to check on Mike and see if his misconnection turned out.
Yeah, let's see how Mike made out with his date.
Yeah, Mike, you there?
So, I got some response from my email to the misconnection personal ad. And, well, unfortunately for me, it turned out to be I wasn't the right person that she was looking for. But, hey, you know, it's still pretty cool to see on one of those misconnection ads that, you know, your name pops up. And so it kind of gives you that excitement of that you maybe had a connection with somebody. So it was pretty cool, but yet I was a little disappointed that it wasn't me. But hey, maybe sometime in the future, one will happen.
It was unfortunately a misconnection, but it's nice to know that somebody else out there thought it was them.
Yep. Too bad it wasn't a connection.
Yeah, thank goodness it wasn't that one lady who keeps hounding me down for that illegitimate child of mine.
I know. Looks just like it, huh,
Ted? My God, that bastard child. You know, I have one in every state.
Is that right? Are you all over the place?
Yes, that's why I'm a traveling salesman.
I did not know that.
That's what
I must say, I did not know that.
That's what the White Rabbit and Alice didn't want you to know when they went down the hole.
Ah.
But now you know. And you know what else you should know?
What's that?
Is where you can get all your Timely Beaver information.
You can get all your Timely Beaver needs at www.timelybeaver.com.
Yes, and you can also contact us via email at...
That would be timelybeaver@gmail.com.
And you can reach us by phone, if you're so inclined to talk with us, at...
Yes, please feel free to call us at 206-222-2328 or 206-222-BEAV. As in the beaver, or as in the beeve, or as in Oregon State beavers.
Which happens to be the one bruise thing I cannot give a man.
Vicky, get out of here! Damn
Vicky,
it.
Vicky.
Worst character ever. You're worse than Towley.
Yeah, seriously. Worse than... She's worse than Jar Jar.
Yeah, I think that may be true. Well, anyways, thanks to the Muffs, and must come to us today from Pod Save Music Network. Find them at music.podshow.com and check out the Muffs at the-muffs.com.
And they're from Burbank, another great California band.
Yep. Dave loves his California bands.
Yes, they rock.
All right, everyone. Well, thanks again for sticking around, and we will talk to you soon.
Take care, everybody.
Hey, gals, you would not believe this. These two smucks on the street paid me to pretend to be a fucking horny robot. Like I'm some horny bitch.